This morning I mentioned WebAssembly and I said I actually don't know anything about WebAssembly. So I invited Eduardo here to actually fix this problem and take me to WebAssembly, assembly, and back. Round of applause.
Thank you. All right. So let's get started then. So who the hell am I? I've worked for a bunch of different companies, but the last two are mostly relevant to this. Tetrate, where I worked on Wasero full-time, and then I joined another company that's called iLypso, where I'm working still on Wasero and another WebAssembly runtime that's called Chicory. So hopefully I am knowledgeable enough to tell you about this. So what is Wasero? Wasero is a Go runtime for WebAssembly. It comes with an interpreter that it's entirely written in Go. Well, both the compiler and the interpreter are written in Go. The thing about the interpreter is that it runs everywhere where Go runs. So it can be just ported. You bring it in as a library, it will just work. But we also implement an ahead of time load time optimizing compiler that targets AMD64 and ARM64, so you can get great performance and without, hopefully not too many compromises. Oh, and also delivering this talk, if you want to learn more about WebAssembly, tomorrow there's a WebAssembly dev room, and I give you this talk where there's a bit of overlap with this one. If you really, really like this talk, you can come and see it again, well, for a part, or if you really hated it, you can bring tomatoes and... All right. Oh, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Chicory as well, which is a WebAssembly runtime for Java, which means that, as we mentioned Android earlier, it also runs on Android. So that's interesting. And I'm going to talk about that too tomorrow. All right. So how many people here are familiar with WebAssembly? Nice. How many people have used WebAssembly or are using WebAssembly? Cool. Okay, I can go super fast in this first part then. Okay. Cool. So WebAssembly is essentially a VM that runs in the browser together with the VM. Actually, it's part of the VM that runs JavaScript. And it was born out of a need for better improved performance in the browser. JavaScript has great performance in the browser because there's a just-in-time compiler there that produces native code on the fly. But if you want to run and write code written in any other language than JavaScript, you have to compile it to JavaScript, and that's not optimal. I mean, it works, and we've demonstrated that it actually produces good code, but why not coming up with a compilation target that was designed to be targeted by compilers, all right? And that's what WebAssembly is. So it's a safe, portable, low-level code format, designed for efficient execution, compact representation. But the thing is, it's not designed with only the browser in mind. So it can run outside the browser. It's designed to be a good VM, all right? So yeah, it does run in the browser, but it does not make any web-specific assumption, does not provide web-specific features. So it can be employed in other environments as well. And that's where this focus on. So inside the browser, whether you realize it or not, you may be using already WebAssembly. If you're using games, it's very possible that they're being compiled, at least in part, to WebAssembly for performance. If you use Google Earth, part of it is compiled to WebAssembly. If you ever use Figma for graphics, that uses WebAssembly. So, all right, so there's Google Sheets. There are a lot of pieces of WebAssembly on the web in production today. All right. But again, I want to focus on use cases outside the browser. So there's use cases where people are comparing it to container technology. But what I'm mostly interested in is software extensions. All right. So when it comes to extending software, especially when it's tricky to rebuild, if they're large code bases, like for instance C++ code bases, where you want to plug user-defined behavior, usually you're taking a choice between two languages today, right? In the past, there were other languages, but mostly today, it's about Lua and JavaScript. And of course, they work, and it's great, and they're usually pretty efficient too, because there are language VMs that work pretty well for these two languages. But you're making a choice for your end users. They will be forced to use either Lua or JavaScript. They will have to learn those languages, and that's a constraint. What about WebAssembly? WebAssembly, it's a minimal VM. It's fast to boot, and it's easy to embed. So as I mentioned earlier, most JavaScript VMs nowadays